so much can distract you from achieving your goals and dreams. Is there a way to balance your work with other things you enjoy doing that will not make you feel like your time is being abused? At Born to Lead program, we help you to discover or rediscover your purpose or plan for life. We tell you how to find purpose in life. We are all born with a purpose. Join us on the journey to discover how other people have successfully achieved their dream or New Zealand. Good afternoon, Auckland. Good afternoon, the nation's business capital. This is the Born to Lead program. My name is Kizito and I'm your host.
Don't forget you are welcome home.
So this is the welcome home song.
Come with me
from the Osibisa band. So if you just tune in, this is 104.6 Planet FM. You are listening to the Born to Lead program. Coming to you live from the studios of Planet FM. And welcome to the Born to Lead program. Today we're going to be talking about a very special topic. How to become a better leader. How do I become a better and a strong leader? Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Welcome to the 2018 Born to Lead program. Welcome, Welcome to today's session. So welcome once again to the Born to Lead program. So as I said, today we're going to be talking about a very special topic, you know, how to become a better leader. We all, in one way or the other, have been leading, you know, at home, at sports centers, at businesses, you know, startups, you know, and whichever leadership role you find yourself. We just want to encourage you today, or probably give you some few hints about how you can become a better leader, or what we can do to equip you to be able to be better at what you are doing, to be a strong leader. How would you describe a strong leader? If we should ask you now, what do you see a strong leader to be? You know, in one study, leadership qualities such as assertiveness, adaptability, intelligence, and conscientiousness were cited as the most important. So all these attributes are very important when it comes to the description of a strong leader. And there was a research, you know, and I just want to read something small about, you know, some of the excerpts of the research. A quote, is it, research clearly shows that transformational leaders, leaders who are positive, inspiring, and who empower and develop followers, are better leaders. And this is explained by a psychologist called, you know, Ronald Reggio, who is a leadership expert. And he continues to say that they are more valued by followers and have higher performing teams. So transformational leaders, you know, transformational on the line, are the type of leaders, you know, that, you know, we kind of need today in most of the sectors of society. So what can you do to embrace these valued leadership qualities and become a stronger and a more effective leader? So it doesn't matter where you find yourself. You could be a baseball captain. You could be, you know, a startup, you know, CEO or managing director. You could be board of director for, you know, a multinational company, or you could be the CEO of a big firm. It doesn't matter. Whichever leadership role you find yourself in, what can you do to make sure that you are better at what you are doing? And that is what we are looking at today, how to become a better leader. Transformational leaders are usually described as enthusiastic. They are passionate, you know, they are genuine and very energetic at what they do. And you could see that in everything, you know, that they do. These leaders are not just concerned about helping the group achieve its goals. So it's not just about, okay, let's achieve the goals, you know, or let's achieve the vision, you know, of this organization or of this project. They also care about helping each member of the group reach his or her full potential. So in other words, they care about your growth, you know, your empowerment as a team member. And that is a true leader. A true leader does not just care about his goals or her goals or visions or personal aspirations. You know, a true leader cares about the people, you know, that he's working with, the team that he's working with, the group that he or she, you know, is working with, and interested in their development as well. So if you're a leader and you're not interested in developing other people, especially to take, you know, like to take over from you, you know, which gets me into what they call succession plan, then you're setting yourself up to fail. So you have to be in a position not just to upskill yourself or to develop yourself as the leader of the organization, but to help others in the group or in your team to also, you know, upskill themselves or reach their full potential. So consider some of the following tips. You know, so I'm going to be giving you 10 main points that you can look at, or you can, you know, explore to become a better leader. 10 main points. So if as you consider these steps, I hope that it will help you to become a better leader and think about ways that you can implement these strategies in your daily life. So number one, how do I become a better leader? Number one, start by understanding your leadership style. Everyone has got, you know, their leadership style, how they lead, you know. Everyone, you know, some, you know, do by leadership by example, you know, some also go by, you know, other ways and means of, you know, leadership. So everyone has their own style of leading. You know, some want to be involved, some are a bit more hands-on, some are a little bit more, you know, set back, they want to observe, you know, and throw in some few comments and criticism and all that. We all have different ways and styles of leadership. It doesn't really matter what your skill is or what your style is when it comes to leadership. You know, what is most important is you identifying and knowing how you lead. It's very important, because if you don't know how you lead as a leader, then it is troubling, because you have to know your style, know your strength, and then by knowing your strength, which means you're able to know where, you know, you're not good at or your weaknesses. And that is where other people come in, you know, to make sure that you fill in those gaps to help achieve the vision or the mission or the goal of the organization. So number one, understand your leadership style. Understanding your current leadership style is essential. What are your strengths? Which areas need some improvement? One way to start assessing your skills is to take some, you know, I remember when I was doing my MBA, you know, one of the classes, I think leadership and personal development, the lecturer asked, the first thing we did when we entered the lecture room was he gave us some quiz, you know, a leadership, you know, quiz to take, you know, and everyone, you know, filled up that form, their quiz. And that helps us to know how we lead, your strengths, your weaknesses, you know, your assertiveness, all those kind of stuff. So it's important for you to take, and there are many of them out there. There are a lot of you, Google it, you know, leadership style quiz. You know, you take that, and you have to be honest when you're filling the quiz, so that at least you know who you are, your true identity when it comes to leadership, you know, who you are and what you are good at and what you aren't good at and what you can do, you know, to make sure that, you know, you become better at what you do. So those leadership, you know, style quiz is very important. So take that, you know, as I said, yeah, many of them on the internet. So you can take that and then be able to assess yourself, you know, the kind of leader you are. Once you have completed the quiz, read about the major characteristics of your dominant style in the quiz. Obviously, you get to know, you know, like what type of leader you are. So your dominant style. So are you the guy who is more involved, you know, more hands-on, or you're a little more laid-back and you want to give feedback? So you'll be able to know what kind of leader you are, you know, and then through that you can develop some skills and characteristics around that to make sure that, you know, you become better at what you do. So are these qualities helping or hindering your leadership? So once you're able to know all these attributes, then you begin to ask yourself, you know, some of these questions. Once you've determined which areas need some work, you can begin looking for ways to improve your leadership abilities. So this quiz will help you identify some of the weaknesses, you know, some of the things that you think, you know, you can do better. You know, it's not really that great, and it will be a good thing for you to, you know, just develop, you know, on it, and it will really help you. So that was number one. Number two, encourage creativity. Encourage creativity. So it is very important, you know, and in the world today, you know, things are changing so fast. Everything is in the fast lane. Every single thing is in the fast lane. You know, you buy shoes today, tomorrow you go to the same shop, you know, it's been changed, or something has been changed. You buy a phone today, iPhone, you know, let's say 6 or 7, 8, you know, tomorrow is iPhone X. You buy, you know, Samsung S7 Edge, whatever. Next year, you know, Samsung S8, S8 Plus, and we are thinking about S9. So things are changing. It doesn't take a year, you know, for things to show. So innovation, you know, is at its peak. It's really, really, things are changing so fast. You know, in my organization, there are a lot of, you know, transformational changes going on. What do you call continuous improvement plan? So there's always something, you know, being changed, you know, and that is the world we live in. So you got to be creative, you got to be innovative, you got to think outside the box, you know. There's a saying that I think there are 9 dots. For you to be able to draw line through all the 9 dots, you need to go outside, you know, the square to be able to draw lines throughout, you know, all the 9, you know, dots that we've got. In other words, for you to be able to, you know, be more creative and innovative, you have to think outside the box. You know, you have to think abstract, imaginary things. You know, that is how it is. Because things that were abstract in 20 years ago, 30 years ago, now it's reality. Now it's happening, you know. So it's not uncommon for you to think abstract, you know, be creative. Intellectual stimulation is one of the leadership qualities that defines transformational leadership. So followers need to be encouraged to express their creativity. So if you have a team, if you have the people that you are working with, you have to find a way to motivate them. You need to be able to encourage them, you know, to be able to bring the best out of them. It's very important, you know, for you not to box people up. You know, just encourage people to think outside the box, to be more creative, to be more innovative. It is very important. That is the only way that, you know, you could also become a better leader, because the people under you or the people who are subordinate, you know, when they do better, at what they are doing, you know, in support of the vision of the organization or the initiative or the project, then you as the leader, you become better. Let's go to our workplaces. You know, a lot of people say, well, the CEO does nothing. You know, most companies, you know, the big guys, they don't do much. Is the guys on the floor, the grassroots, they are the ones who are, if you enter into a production industry, you know, people on the floor are the ones doing the work. And all the leaders have to do is to think. You know, they are the thinkers for the organization. How do we transform this organization to make sure that we move from point A to point B? You know, we move from analog to digital. We take this away from this, you know, to make this better, you know, to improve on production time, to do this, to do that, you know, make the product better. They are the thinkers, you know, and they make sure that they drive the vision, you know, of the organization. So effective leaders should offer new challenges with ample support to achieve these goals. So creativity is very important. One way to foster creativity is to offer challenges to group members, making sure the goals are within the grasp of their abilities. And the purpose of this exercise, you know, as I said, is to get people to stretch their limits, but not to become discouraged by barriers to success. So you need to be able to give them challenges, you know, give people the opportunity to explore beyond what they are doing. Let them not limit themselves about what they do, you know. Get them to explore, to get out of their comfort zone, you know, encourage them. Because if you don't, then they're just going to be doing what they do every day, you know, 9 to 5. They come in, you know, these are my responsibilities, you know, according to my KPIs, you know, they just do A, B, and C, and that's it. They move on. So you as the leader, you know, of that team, you as the leader of the organization, you as the leader of that sports team, you almost have to encourage them. You don't have to encourage your team members, you know, encourage your kids at home as a father and mother, encourage, you know, the people around you. You know, it's very important, you know, for us to be able to be in a position, you know, as a leader, you know, to encourage people. That is very important. And number 3, serve as a role model. It is very important as a leader, you know, to begin to, you know, share your experiences with other people who are coming up, especially the young ones, you know, so for them to look up to you, you know. So I said it some time ago, there are a lot of people, you know, celebrities, you know, people of the high places who don't always know the people who are following them. And the people are following them because they've seen something good in them that they share, that, you know, they want to be, that they want to emulate. So serving as a role model is very important. Idealized influence is another of the four key components of a transformational leadership. So transformational leaders exemplify the behaviors and the characteristics that they encourage in their followers. So you need to live a life that, you know, people will always look up to, you know, that they don't get disappointed, you know, when they see you, because they see that, yeah, you know, that's the person, you know, I look up to, you know, when I grow up, especially the young ones, I want to be like him or I want to be like her, you know. So it's very important for us, you know, as leaders, to live an exemplary life, you know, for people to follow, you know. And these people, followers or the team members, you know, they walk and talk the talk, you know. So as a result, group members admire the people that you find yourself in, the people that you are coaching, the people that you are working with, your subordinates, your team members, you know, they admire these leaders and want to emulate their behaviors. So it is very important, you know, for you as a leader, for you to be better, or for you to be a strong leader, you need to live a life that others who are following you or want to be in your footstep will be able to emulate. And if you want to become a better leader, work on modeling the qualities that would like to see in your team members. So you need to come up with a way where people can easily, you know, emulate what you're doing. They can easily, you know, look up to you and copy some one or two things. So because it's very important, you know, because especially in a situation where you're going to be moving on one day, other people will fill up the gaps, or they will step in, or they will become the next person in that particular role. And if you've not set up model, a system in place, a succession plan where people can easily take over, then, you know, your leadership style is very weak, because a leader without a successor is a failure. You have to be in a position where you can help others to take over once you're gone. And that is your legacy, because if you die with your legacy, then that is not true leadership. That is not true transformational leadership. So it's very important as the leader to live a life that would help others, you know, to easily emulate you or to take over once you are gone. Number four. How to become a better leader. Be passionate. You know, if you don't have passion for what you do, then there's an issue, there's a problem. Because it is hard for you not to have passion, you know, for things that you love. You know, if it doesn't matter whether it's a sports, a job, a music, whatever you find yourself doing, you got to be passionate about it as a leader. Would you look to someone for guidance and leadership if they did not truly care about the goals of the group? No one would do that. So it is very important, you know, for you to be passionate about what you do. Now, great leaders are not just focused on getting, you know, the members to finish the task, the team members to just finish the job. You know, they have a genuine passion and enthusiasm for the project that they work on. Those are great leaders. So without passion, the equation is incomplete. You know, you need to be able to have passion for what you do as a leader. You got to be able to transform people, you know, to get people to understand why you do what you do. Get people to understand why you are so passionate about what you're doing. It could be food, if you're passionate about food, you know, you're passionate about music, passionate about sports, you know, and that is the industry that you are in, then that is the right place for you. You know, someone say a job is what you do to keep you going, but work is what you are passionate about. So you could go on retirement and still be doing things that you love. That is passion, and still be earning something from it, because that is something that you were born to do, or that is something that you love doing. So without the passion, then it becomes inadequate for you to be a strong leader, or to be able to, you know, be to impact people, you know, about what you do. So being passionate, you know, about what you do as a leader is very important. You can develop this leadership quality by thinking of different ways that you can express your zeal. So let people know that you care about their progress. So don't just go in and go out, you know, go in and just do your work as a leader, you know, do your normal, you know, formal meetings and all that. You know, go beyond that. Go beyond expectation. Think outside the box. Do things, you know, that will make people feel that you care. You make people feel that you care about their progress. You care about, you know, their stance. What do you do? You know, let there be light, you know, and some kind of comfort, you know, for people to feel that, you know, it's not just about them, or it's not just about you, but it's about all of us as a team. So let people know that you truly, truly care about, you know, their progress. Or if I should say it, you know, their improvement, how they could also become better in what they do. When one person shares something with the rest of the group, be sure to tell them how much you appreciate such contributions. So in other words, learn to appreciate, you know, what people say. Learn to appreciate what the team members say, you know, when it comes to, you know, them sharing something about themselves. It is very important, you know, for you to appreciate each and every team member. You know, don't just you know, say a few words and then that's it. You know, appreciate them. Let them know that you care about what they do. Let them know that you are passionate, you know, about their contribution. You know, acknowledge them, you know, and let them feel that they are part of it, of the vision. They are part of accomplishing the mission or the goal, you know, of the organization, the project or the initiative. It's very important for you to let the people that you are working with feel that they are truly involved. And when you do that, you know, passionately, I believe that it also contributes, you know, to the ways of, you know, becoming a great leader. So I think, so that is the fourth one. So what we're going to do is we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, then we'll talk more about, you know, the other ways of becoming a very strong leader as well. So stay tuned and we'll be right back. Gonzalez Osibisa. The Sunshine Day from Osibisa Band. You are listening to the Born to Lead program. Coming to you live from the studios of Planet FM 104.6. Alright, so thanks and welcome back. So before the break, we've been talking about how to become a better leader today. And before the break, you know, we shared 10 out of 4. So the first, you know, thing you have to do to become a better leader, that is understanding your leadership style. And 2, encourage your creativity. So if you just join us, I'm just going through the first 4 points that we've shared. Encourage creativity, and always be more innovative. You know, serve as a role model, 3. 4, be passionate. You know, especially about, you know, what you do, you know, as a leader. And that, you know, qualifies you to become a great leader. So 5, we're going to look at the 5th point. You know, what you have to do to become a better leader. So 5 is listen and communicate effectively. And it's very important, you know, for you to listen as a leader. You know, sometimes you just have to keep quiet and listen to the feedback, you know, from people around you, you know. And today we have different platforms where you can get feedback from people, from social media, you know, through the internet, you know, other means, you know, through letters, you know, through emails, you know, surveys, whatever, you know. There's so many ways that you can get a feedback, you know, about yourself, you know, about your leadership style or the organization that you're leading, you know. And then make sure that you work on that. So listen and communicate effectively. So another important quality of transformational leadership involves the focus on providing one-on-one communication with group members. So if you've got a team, you've got people that you are working with, it is very important, you know, for you to be able to set aside time, you know, to communicate with them one-on-one. Let them know that you care about, you know, what they do. You know, try and listen to their point, you know, their feedback, their criticism, whatever it is, you know. Set time and listen to your people. Listen to the people that you work with every day, the people that are part of your team. Well, that is the only way that you could know what is truly going on, because you cannot do everything. You can't be everywhere at the same time. So the people that you are working with, you know, they also have areas, you know, that they are good at. They look at other things. They see other things that you don't see. And it's very important as a leader to make sure that you grasp, you have a fair idea about what is going on around you. So good leaders should express sincere care and concern for the members of their group, both verbally and non-verbally. So communication is very important. So keeping the lines of communication open, these leaders can ensure that group members feel able to make contributions and receive recognition for the achievement. So making sure that the communication lines are open, that, you know, 24/7, you can, you know, people can approach you, or your doors are, have an open door policy where people can just walk in and just, you know, talk to you about some things that they feel could be done better, or things that they feel we could change, you know, to help achieve the vision or the mission of the organization or the project. So it's very important, you know, for you to be able to listen and communicate effectively, especially with the people around you. 6, have a positive attitude. Have a positive attitude. Transformational leaders have an upbeat, optimistic attitude that serves as a source of inspiration for followers. So if leaders seem discouraged or apathetic, members of the group are likely to also to become uninspired. So it is very important for you to have that positive attitude, you know, towards the people, towards your work, towards the goal, towards the vision of the organization. And even when things look bleak and your followers or the people that you work with start to feel disheartened, try to stay positive. It's very important for you to encourage people. You know, let them get it. You know, the glass is half full. It's not half empty. Be positive, you know, thinking. It's very important. Like, drum it into their ears, you know, into their mind. It's important for you to be looking at the positive aspect, you know, of a negative thing. You know, try and make people, you know, feel that, you know, it's better for you to have a good attitude towards something. Even when you've been ill-treated, try and be positive about it. You know, smile. Do a lot of things, you know, that will make people see that, you know, you share the vision of the organization, and, you know, and you love, you know, to see it, you know, progress, grow, become enormous, you know, and things like that. This does not mean viewing things through rose-colored glasses. It simply means maintaining a sense of optimism and hope in the face of challenges. It is very important, you know, for you to portray, you know, in the midst of challenges, still strive, still make it feel that you're going to get there. There's light at the end of the tunnel. And no matter what, we're going to get through this. Try and motivate the people, you know, that you work with. Try and motivate the people that you share that vision with. You are down, you know, with a lot of points as it's posting. And, you know, have to try and encourage your members. Look, we will get there. We will beat them. Let's do this. You know, those positive words are very important because it encourages people. You know, it makes them feel that they can do better. You know, they can, you know, do things that are much better than what they are doing. So having an attitude that is positive, you know, helps, you know, when it comes to becoming a better leader or a strong leader. Number 7, encourage people to make contributions. So it is very important for you to let people contribute, share their feedback, share what they have towards achieving the goal or the mission of the organization or initiative or project, whatever it is. It is very important to give that sense of encouragement, you know, when it comes to people contributing their quota or contributing their resources or whatever it is, you know, to achieving the dream. Let the members of your team know that you welcome their ideas. You know, great things start with ideas. You know, it has to pop into someone's mind, you know, for them to be able to, you know, put that into reality. So everything great starts with an idea. So it is very important for you not to underestimate, you know, the ideas that are coming from the people around you. So leaders who encourage involvement from group members are often referred to as democratic or participative leaders. So whichever way it is, you know, you need to try and encourage people to be involved, you know, to be more creative, to be more, you know, involved in, you know, what you're doing, you know, as a group or as an organization. So while they retain the final say, you as a leader, you know, you have a final say or the overall decision, you know, you have to encourage your team members to take active role in coming up with ideas and plans. So you need to be able to be in a position to encourage your members, you know, to be more involved, you know, to be more, you know, interactive, you know, to be able to, you know, think outside the box, to bring ideas, to bring things that will move the organization forward. Because the great things, the big things that you see, huge, enormous, you know, a lot of things that you see in the world there, in the world out there, did not just pop up, you know. It started with ideas from people, you know, who said, we can do this, we can build this bridge over the sea, we can do this, we can, you know, create a tunnel through this, do that, do this, you know. All of these things, you know, came from fellow human beings like you and I. So it didn't just pop up. So that is why it's very important to get ideas from people, you know, to be part of your plan. Research has shown that using, you know, participative leadership style leads to greater commitment, more creative problem solving, and improved productivity. So when people feel involved, you get the best out of them. When they feel that they are part of this, you know, it's not just you, you know, like exchanging their time for money, but, you know, you make them feel that they are part of the whole thing, you know, and feel important. When that happens, you know, then you get the best out of the people. You get the best out of the team. And that is what is very important. So it is very, very crucial, you know, as a leader to encourage, you know, the contributions that are made by your team members or that are made by the people, you know, that are around you. So that is very important. And then number 8, motivate your followers. Motivate your followers. It is important, or your team members, or, you know, the people, you know, that you work with, you have to give them some source of, you know, motivation, you know, encouragement. You know, transformational leaders also provide inspirational motivation to encourage their people to get into action. You need to be in a position to encourage people, you know, to do more. You can do better. You can do this, you know. So it's very important. Sometimes people need a push, you know, to be able to get the thing accomplished or to be able to get the work done. So, of course, being inspirational isn't always easy. Unfortunately, you don't need a motivational speech. You don't need people to give you some motivational speeches to rouse your group members or to rouse, you know, your team. You need to find a way, you know, to motivate them. You know, do it in such a way that, you know, they feel that it is not fake. They feel that it's not something that you're doing because, you know, you just want to do it. You know, be passionate about it. You know, some ideas from leadership inspiration include being genuinely passionate about ideas or goals, helping, you know, the people to feel included in the process, and offering recognition, praise, and rewards for people's accomplishment. So it's not just about words and talk, but you need to be able to find a way to reward the people. You need to be able to find a way to let people feel that, you know, they are involved. You know, you appreciate what you're doing, you know, with all respect and humility. You know, you are able to, you know, reward them. You are able to, you know, encourage them to move forward, you know, to do better, to encourage them to do better than what they're doing, you know. And by so doing, when they do that, you know, when you get the best out of them, you know, try and measure their success. Try and find a way to acknowledge what they are doing. People who are thinking outside the box, people who are bringing new ideas, and don't shoot them down. No feedback is foolish feedback. You need to be able to find a way to recognize, you know, what they are doing, you know, to be able to reward them, praise them, you know, and let them feel that, you know, their accomplishment is being rewarded, is being acknowledged. It's very important, you know, for you as a leader to be in a position, you know, to be able, you know, to encourage, you know, all these things, you know, about your people. So that is very important, you know, as a leader. So try and reward your people. Try and get the best out of them. And by so doing, you'll be able to, you know, encourage them and as well as inspire them, you know, to do more. So we're going to go for a quick music break. When we come back, we'll look at the 2 more points, you know, about how to become a very great leader. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
We are going to groove around, enjoy our anniversary of this happening marquee. Everybody say, fire! Fire! We'll be right back.
So if you're just tuning in, this is the Born to Lead program. Coming to you live from the studios of Planet FM 104.6. Thus is the Osibisa band. It's a fire. So today we've been talking about a very special topic, and that's how to become a better leader. There's so many things you can do to be better at what you do. So whichever leadership, you know, that you find yourself in, any leadership role, you can become better. So that was the Osibisa band, it's a fire. So today at the Born to Lead program, we've been discussing about how to become a better leader. You know, if you're a leader, how do you make sure that you get the equipment, the kind of hints that you need to become better at what you do? So we've been looking at 10 main points, and we've discussed the first 8. So number one, we say that start by understanding your leadership style. Number 2, encourage creativity. 3, serve as a role model. 4, be passionate, you know, about what you do. 5, listen and communicate effectively. Number 6, have a passionate, positive attitude. 7, encourage people to make contributions. And 8, motivate your people or your followers. So these are the 8 main points that we've talked about so far. So for the last 2 points, so number 9, so offer rewards and recognition. You know, people need to be rewarded. You know, you need to recognize, you know, the work that other people do, or the work that others do when it comes to achieving a vision of an organization or a mission or an initiative. Another important quality of a good leader involves knowing that offering effective recognition and rewards is one of the best ways to help people feel appreciated and happy. It may also come as a surprise that happy people tend to perform better at work. So if people are not happy, you're not going to get the best out of them. So it is important, you know, for you to especially assess, you know, what people do, look at if they are doing beyond their KPIs or key performance indicators, beyond the, you know, what they've been tasked to do, then you have to reward them, you need to acknowledge them. According to researchers Theresa Amabal and Stephen Kramer, leaders can help group members feel happier by offering help, remove barriers to success, and rewarding strong effort. So people need to be recognized. They need to be rewarded for what you do. You know, you can't just, you know, excuse me to say, just, you know, be exchanging their services for money. You know, it has to go beyond that. It has to go beyond just making them feel they are just workers. You know, you need to let them feel that they are true stakeholders. You know, they are really involved. You acknowledge, you know, their contribution. You acknowledge, you know, the ideas that they are bringing in. You acknowledge, you know, the sacrifices that they are making for the organization, you know, to make it better. So it's important, you know, for you to recognize, you know, and reward people, you know, who share the vision or who are in the seat of making sure that, you know, you drive the vision of the organization, you know, for to become better. And the last but not least, Last but not least, keep trying new things. Keep trying new things. You know, think outside the box. You know, don't give up. If it fails, do it again. If it fails, do it again. If it fails, do it again. You know, keep trying until you get it. Until, you know, you're able to what? To get the best out of it. Edison tried many times before he was able to make the light bulb. So it is not failure. You know, failure is where you get the thing undone, or you are unable to achieve it and you get stuck there. But, you know, see it as a, you know, when you fail, see it as a speed bump. You know, it slows you down, but you pick up again. You know, anytime you fail, see it as a speed bump, it slows you down, you pick it up again. So who says leadership is one-way relationship? As you work toward developing some of these leadership qualities, don't forget to look to your followers for feedback, or the people around you for feedback and inspiration. Pay attention to things that have been effective in the past, and always be on the outlook for new ways to inspire, motivate, and reward, you know, your people. So it is very important, you know, for you to do all these things. So we've looked at the 10 main points that can help you to become a better leader. And I hope that if you're able to, you know, think about some of these things and implement these strategies in your daily life, you will become a better leader. So number one, understand your leadership style. Number two, encourage creativity. Number three, serve as a role model. Number four, be passionate. Number five, listen and communicate effectively. Number six, have a positive attitude. Number seven, encourage people to make contributions. Number eight, motivate your followers. Number nine, offer rewards and recognition. And the last but not least, keep trying new things. And I hope that if you are able to do all these things, you will be able to be a better leader. So that brings us to today's edition of the Born to Lead program. So join us next week, and we will be able to bring you something more effective, something more, you know, passionate about how to become a better leader. So stay tuned. So thank you.
Say we were there.
So that brings us to the end of today's program. The Born to Lead program, coming to you live from the studios of Planet FM 104.6.
So Timbuktu, Ghana, Mali, Sumanguru, you know when it's shone.
Thank you all for listening. Wherever you are, well, thank you for tuning in for today's program, the Born to Lead program.
So Timbuktu, Ghana, Mali.
So we're going to see you next week. Thank you for listening. This is coming to you live from the studios of Planet FM. Until next week, have a lovely day. Enjoy your week. Coming to you, yours truly, Kizito. Thank you. Bye.
They came to wipe our tears away. They wiped away our history. They claim they came to wipe our tears away. They wiped away our glory. So what do we turn to? So who do we turn to? So where do we turn to? So what do we turn to? So who do we turn to? So where do we turn to? They say there's nowhere to turn to, but it's not true. Come on, everybody. You were there first, then let me know. You were there first, then let me know. You were there first, then let me know. When he said let the you were there first, then let me know. We were there. You were there first, then let me know. You were there. You were there first, then let me know. When the walls of Jericho first, then let me know. Came tumbling down. You were there first, then let me know.
But it's not true. Come on, everybody.
You were there first, then we know. Let us sing our song, let us